Angela Mozzillo, the colorful former CEO of Countrywide, has settled civil fraud charges with the Securities and Exchange Commission. He does not have to admit guilt, but he does have to pay more than $67 million. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the settlement comes just days before a jury trial was set to start.
Countrywide was once the nation's largest mortgage lender and became notorious for its risky subprime loans. Mozzillo and two co-defendants were accused of hiding problems with the firm's loan portfolio from investors. John Coffey is a professor at Columbia Law School, where he specializes in securities law. He says the SEC has been an aggressive enforcer in this case.
They've negotiated a settlement which, for an individual defendant, is near a record penalty. At $67.5 million.
As part of the settlement, Mozzillo agrees that he will never again serve as an officer or director of a public company. In addition to the civil case, Mozzillo faces a criminal investigation. It's unclear whether that case will ever result in charges, but Coffey says that had to help motivate Mozzillo's attorneys to settle.
You can delay things up to the last minute, but eventually on the steps of the courthouse, you got to make a decision whether to try the case or settle. And I think he made the only rational decision for a potential criminal defendant in his position.
Mozzillo's co-defendants are also settling, though for smaller amounts. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered.